Anzac Day round and the Institute to be playing in it, and obviously the Genesis as well that you guys.
Obviously, it's a significant day in Australia's history, and I think for me, it's probably outside of the grand final day, it's the best day to be able to play footy and represent our club and represent the competition, and should be an exciting day. I know all our players will get down to a dawn service and have a look at that in the morning, which is fantastic, and that's obviously become a great tradition Australia-wide. So the opportunity to then go out and play football on that day is fantastic for our players.
As a footy club, we get to know, I guess, Rob Gillies' story and, I guess, embrace him before the game?
Yeah, absolutely. He's actually going to speak to our playing group tomorrow night at our captain's run. He's obviously a board member of our football club, so most of the guys know a little bit about his history, so it'll be great. We're looking forward to it. I know his children and grandchildren are going to come along tomorrow night as well, so we're looking forward to that.
Why do you think that's important?
I think it just probably alleviates the significance of the day and the history of our country and what they went through at that time and why we're in the position we are in the lucky country that we live.
And as a footy club, a wonderful opportunity to host it at Strata Armour Stadium, hopefully get a massive crowd, much like the King's birthday game against last year.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, our supporters come out and watch most weeks, and we've been able to have some big games over the last couple of years and draw big crowds, so we're looking forward to a big crowd on Thursday. Probably don't look at it too much. They're a different side. We're a completely different side as well. So it's all about what we're doing now, and we feel like we're sort of just making our way a little bit. We probably haven't been as consistent as we would have liked, and I'm sure Marty's probably saying the same as well. So when the ball goes up at 2:10 on Thursday afternoon, it's not going to matter. It's about what we're prepared to do in that time, I think.
With that said, what have you made of this slow start for this year?
Probably a little bit surprised, but it's probably the evenness of the competition, I think. Like, I think most teams have recruited well and set themselves up pretty well. So if you don't turn up at your best, you're a chance of getting beaten most weeks, and that's no different. So I think both teams will come on Thursday after a short turnaround and ready to give a great account of themselves.
Will Snelling obviously came off the Bombers list and now has been instrumental to their side. Do you think it's sending someone to England?
It's not traditionally the way we've gone about it. We feel like we've got a reasonably talented midfield as well, so I think at this stage we'll probably go head to head, and it might be at different times players will go to him, but we feel like our guys will get their jobs done.
How impressed were you with Marty Mathis start to the season as well? Also, just to touch on Lockie Posey, kicked 6 against them in the grand final and kicked 4 last week.
Yeah, I mean, Lockie's found a real consistency in his game. Sat down and watched his vision with him yesterday, and he's played 4 games of footy this year, 3 for us and 1 in the state game, and he's kicked 4 in 3 of those games and 2 in the other, so his ability to be able to hit the scoreboard is strong, and but he knows he needs to do the other stuff as well, and that's important to him.
I guess you're expecting a strong response from Sturt given their 1-2 start and also what happened on King's birthday last year. You'll be aware of that, but you guys have plenty to prove as well.
Yeah, I mean, we won't mention anything that happened last year at all. We'll just focus on what we're doing right now and focus on what we did really well out of the weekend, and we feel like we've got a method and a brand that holds up, and it's important to do that really well. And if we do that, that's going to give us the best opportunity.
With it being the grand final replay, does that add any extra spice to the game for you guys?
Oh, not really. I mean, again, that was last year. It's all about what we're doing this year, and they've got 3 or 4 different personnel. We've got the similar, so it's about us trying to make our way in what we're doing right now.
Hopeful that Cole Gerloff might get up?
Yeah, I think Cole will play. He's a tough hombre. It was a significant cork he got at training last week, but he moved around pretty well last night, and we're pretty confident he'll play.
Just a quick word on Sam May as well. Obviously, heartbreaking circumstances with the club goes out to him.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, when we heard that news yesterday, it's devastating. So to the May family and to the West Adelaide Football Club, and I reached out to Adam yesterday, and we've got a couple of players within our group that went to school with Sam, so there's some emotion there as well. So we're just fingers crossed that everything pulls the right way.